The day will come when my body will lie upon a white sheet, tucked neatly under the four corners of a mattress, located in a hospital busily occupied with the living and the dying.
Knowledge is one of the few things that can outlive anyone in the world. And for some people, when their life ends, they choose to give their bodies to education to help better the individuals who will eventually be taking care of our health. King's College's Physician Assistant Program has officially opened up their very own cadaver lab at King's on the Square this week for the students to better their understanding of the human body. Academic Director of the Physician Assistant Program, Lorraine Navinger, was very involved in the process of obtaining the school's first cadaver lab. Navinger explained some of the lessons the students will learn in the gross anatomy lab.
So the students, not only in gross dissection or being able to look at the regional anatomy, they will also do some microscopic dissection, and they will look down into the internal organs. We are hoping that they'll be able to pick up from their classes that they've taken thus far in the fall, pathology like a cardiac ailment, a valve prolapse in the heart, for instance, or a gross cancer in the colon, or something like a cerebral infarct in the brain through their dissection processes.
Navinger talks about the students' approach to their studies within the lab.
They can start to think about the cadaver or gross anatomy lab in a more human aspect. A lot of times as young clinicians, it's very hard for them to understand that this is a human life that you will be working with and dealing with. So we use the blessing ceremony to kind of tie it in as a thankfulness to those people who are so generous.
62 dedicated physician assistant students will get to be the very first people to use the new lab for their studies. The students will be divided into two groups to work on the 10 donated bodies throughout the semester in the new lab. Before King's on the Square and the gross anatomy lab were completed, previous students would have to travel to other local colleges to use their cadavers for their own studies. Fourth-year student Taylor Bardo was one of many students who were initially uncertain about their future lessons before the building's completion this past fall. Bardo shares her thoughts on being able to have the new lab for her studies.
I didn't know what was going to go on with cadavers or anything like that, but I was hoping. I thought we were actually going to be still on campus then and everything just last year, and then come to find out we have this beautiful new building to be in and have our own little space for everything. This addition, I think, is great for the program. It's going to give us a lot of hands-on, and it's just going to help us understand more about the human body and what goes on, because there's so many variants that maybe we'll be able to see a few in these bodies and prepare us more for if something were to happen like this in one of our jobs. It's a little intimidating, but I'm ready to get in there and get my hands in it and learn some more things.
Fourth-year student Caitlin Ralston talks about the importance her experience will have on her career.
And we'll be taking everything we've learned in the past 3.5 years and putting it into what we're learning this semester. It is a little nerve-wracking, but I know it'll be very important to our learning and understanding. It's a little intimidating because it is a human being, and so that's a little mind-boggling, but it will help us to get a much better understanding of the human body and, to that extent, much better serve our patients. There's a difference between seeing a picture in a book and seeing it for real and being able to touch it and to see it as nature intended it to be seen, as God created it.
Fourth-year student Alexandra Hevelin explains how students should approach working with the donated bodies with their new opportunity.
You have to come in the mindset that they chose to do this. It's not like someone else chose this for them. They chose to donate their body to education, and they want to be used for helping our futures as being practitioners. I don't think you're allowed to bring in any type of like camera or your cell phone or anything of that nature, and no one else besides the King's PA students that are in the actual class are allowed in the room, because they still are human bodies and they do still need to be respected. And we all understand that their use are for education purposes only, not for anything else.
At a certain moment, a doctor will determine that my brain has ceased to function, and for all intents and purposes, my life has stopped. When that happens, don't call this my deathbed. Let it be called the bed of life, and let my body be taken from it to help others lead fuller lives.
For WRKC News at 5, I'm News Director Christina Atienza.